we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE, brought to you by the Saints at Merritt Assembly of God, our friends and partners in ministry around the community here. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring this wonderful, wonderful church and spending the next half hour with you, our wonderful radio congregation here in Brevard County. And so we want to thank you for tuning in. We pray that you are planning on having a wonderful, wonderful day. Welcome to December. If you're going to have December, you might as well have it in Florida. That's the way that I look at it, because I've spent Decembers other places and they're not nearly as nice as Florida. So welcome to December. We do want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need your AC unit replaced, like someone who listens to the program had to have here not too long ago, you can give them a call at 759-3284. If you want to make sure that your heater is working in case you need it, you can call them at 759-3284. They operate here in the central part of Brevard County. If they can be a blessing to you, I would encourage you to give them a call, and they will come out and treat you quite wonderfully, I'm sure. So thank you, Creative AC Solutions, for being a sponsor here on the Refresh radio program. So I hope that you are planning on going to church. We're dealing with the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness right now. And I started this off by showing you what unfaithfulness is so that you can appreciate what faithfulness does. And we're going to be looking at several passages of Scripture. It's bad when there's unfaithfulness in a king, like it was in King Ahaz that we talked about. We talked about unfaithfulness to God, and then that results in unfaithfulness to marriage. And a lot of times I will go back after I have had a broadcast, and I'll review the things that I said. And the one thing that I want to say about unfaithfulness, especially when it comes to unfaithfulness to God and how it will eventually manifest in unfaithfulness to man, is this. If a person is willing to be unfaithful to God, there is a very high likelihood that they are not going to shy away from being unfaithful to a human being. And if they were unfaithful to a previous person, unless there's a transformative encounter with the living Lord Jesus Christ that has transformed them from unfaithfulness to faithfulness, there's a high probability that they're going to manifest unfaithfulness once again. And so we're going to talk about several passages of Scripture. I pray that if you have unfaithfulness in your past, that you will repent of that, and that God will give you a season of faithfulness that will be productive and for the kingdom of God, beneficial for you and for those around you. So I'm going to touch on several passages today that deal with the unfaithfulness of man and just share with you some of the practical aspects of it. And first of all, I want to take you to Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 22. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 22. And then I'm also going to read a passage that shares a similar principle. So I'm going to kind of combine these two out of Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse number 8. It says, "But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it." That's Proverbs 2:22. "But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it." Nehemiah chapter 1, verse number 8 says this, "Remember, I pray, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations." So the first principle that I want to share with you today about unfaithfulness is it leads to instability in your life. It leads to being uprooted. It leads to a scattering. In Nehemiah chapter 1, where it says, "I will scatter you among the nations," that word there literally means to break into pieces, to disperse. And so unfaithfulness will lead not to wholeness, not to completeness. It's not going to enhance your life. It's going to lead to a broken aspect in your life. And whether that's physically, whether it is a nation that is broken up, like Nehemiah was reminding the people that God had told to Moses, if it's a nation, it says that they would be scattered among the nations. Here in Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 22, it says, "But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it." You and I, there are certain things we can't afford to be separated from. First of all, we can't afford to be separated from God. That has eternal consequences that are more than you can imagine. No matter how dark or bleak, or on the contrary, how blissful that you will think that it will be, that, okay, you know, for all of eternity now you are going to be separated from all of those religious people that were annoying you all throughout life. I'm telling you, it is horrific what eternity is like when you are separated from God. And so we can't afford to be separated from that. In the story that Jesus told about the rich man who died and went to hell, and Lazarus, who was in Abraham's bosom, and Abraham said to the man, "There is a huge gulf between you and I," and the rich man described how horrible the place was, and that he wanted to make sure that nobody else came to that place. So you can't afford to be unfaithful because of the spiritual consequences. You and I, we can't afford to be separated or uprooted from oxygen. We absolutely have got to have oxygen in order for our physical bodies to live. You cannot afford to be uprooted from light. You can't afford to be uprooted from the sun, the core aspect of our solar system here. You can't afford, you know, the Bible talks about one of those miserable attributes of hell is that beings are kept in the darkest of darkness. Light makes life possible. And I would say that the other thing here that is mentioned in Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 22, is we can't afford to be uprooted from the planet that God has placed us on. It is the source of nutrition. It is the source of life. And I know that right now that there are huge numbers of people who are looking for alternative places for humanity to live. But I tell you what I want to focus my energies on is I want to focus on seeing as many people saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and becoming faithful and connected and planted where God wants them to be planted. By the way, I do want to take just an opportunity to invite you one more time out to our services, not just this Sunday, but the following Sunday on December the 10th. That's when we're going to be celebrating my wife Cindy and I's and my 25th anniversary at the church. There were only six other people besides our family members at that service that day, and so we're hoping to have more in attendance. There will be more in attendance there that day, I assure you. But I want to take you back to the verse that God used to call me to Merit Assembly of God before I knew where He was calling me, and it's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." God is looking for you not to be uprooted, but to be established, to be fruitful, to be able to withstand the storms. And so I just encourage you today that if you see instability in your life, take a look at that and see if there is an area of unfaithfulness that God is really trying to get to the permission to deal with from you, because he wants to establish and prosper and strengthen you and make you fruitful. That's what the fruit of the Holy Spirit is all about. Don't be tossed around with every wind of doctrine. Do not be unstable or double-minded in all your ways. Instead, allow God to create in us a spirit of faithfulness. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 3 says this. By the way, that word uprooted there in Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 22, that means to be torn away from. And when I read that just sounds painful. It sounds like something that is, you know, not wanting to let go, but there's a force greater than what it is. We used to have a Brazilian pepper plant at the church, and we would cut that thing all the way down to the ground. And it seemed like just a few weeks, but it's probably a few months later, it would be back and be more robust than ever. And we finally decided, if we're going to prevent this thing from growing back, we've got to deal with this root issue that it has, because it keeps coming back. Okay, so I'm going to apply this in a couple of different ways. So if you've got unfaithfulness, don't let it uproot you. Allow God to uproot that. Okay, and for us to deal with that Brazilian pepper plant, it was an extensive project, and we dug around it. We severed all sorts of lateral roots, but it was that tap root that was the real issue. I will also tell you this, that when you are rooted in your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that it doesn't matter how many times you get impacted by the storms that the devil will bring your way, you are going to come back because you are rooted in your faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's uproot faithfulness and let ourselves become rooted in Christ, faithful to him and established for his purpose and his glory. Now to Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 3, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them." Okay, so where before it was talking about broken in pieces and scattered and being uprooted and discarded and things like that, we have a contrast here in Proverbs chapter 11 where we are talking about what is the guidance system that you and I operate by. It's contrasted between the guidance system of the upright or the righteous and the guidance system of the unfaithful. Okay, the one, when you and I are living in righteousness, when we've accepted Jesus as our Savior and Lord, he creates in us what is called here in Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 3, integrity. That means completeness, it means complete innocence, and it means that there is complete prosperity, which doesn't just mean a financial prosperity. It means a soundness in every area of our life, body, soul, and spirit. And so it is that wholeness that guides us, because we treasure that. We want to protect that because it is such a blessing. It is such an endowment from God in our lives that we don't want anything like that to compromise. And so whenever that integrity, that completeness, that innocence, that prosperity guides us, it's going to lead us successfully. In fact, Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 6 says, "The righteousness of the upright will deliver them." So we're going to find that when we're allowing God to operate in us and guide us the way, we're going to see that we are delivered from destruction, and we are going to find that we are delivered to the purpose and the destiny that God has for us. So now let's look at the unfaithful. It says, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. And so that word there, perversity, it means a distortion. It means a viciousness with an intent to overthrow or subvert. Okay. And I got to thinking about those two terms. There are some people who operate and they just want to overthrow. They just want one person removed from authority so that they can be in authority. And then there are other people, they're just trying to undermine. It is an operating system that they have in their life that they don't realize that while they're trying to operate with that system in place working for their benefit, it actually results in their doom. And so areas of unfaithfulness will distort your perception of God's word. It will distort your perception of God. It will distort your perception of God's people. It will distort your perception of God's commandments. It will distort every parameter that God has established in your life, every boundary that he has established. It will cause everything to have a distorted perception on your part. And that's where it gets dangerous, because whenever your perception is distorted and you begin to rationalize away the word of God and rationalize yourself into living exactly contrary to God's word, that you can find that destruction is close at hand. So here a few weeks ago, we took a group of our young people to youth convention. There was a preacher there by the name of Wilfredo Choco de Jesus out of Chicago. And he shared a little bit about his testimony. And during his sermon, he shared about some of the ramifications of what happens to a deer when a deer becomes dehydrated. And he said that the first thing that happens to the deer is that the deer's vision is impacted. Now, when you and I are operating our life, we operate with some heavy equipment. We have vehicles that we're in control of that go at 45, 50, 70 miles an hour, depending upon the speed limit. And one of the areas of law that has been established is that whenever you are operating a boat, a car, in some cases a lawnmower, I've seen stories about that, whenever you're operating those pieces of equipment, they do not want you operating them with impaired or distorted vision. So on driver's licenses, many times there is at least in Oklahoma, there used to be a little letter on the driver's license that would tell the police officer, look, this person needs corrective lenses in order to be able to drive. And you and I, we need to realize how dangerous it is when we allow unfaithfulness to begin to, like that deer, cut us off from vitality and begin to distort and impair the vision that we have, because we are now a threat, not just to ourselves, but to others around us. And so I proudly wear the title of being a teetotaler. I thought that meant one thing until I found out sometime later that it meant that a teetotaler was a derogatory term that people had for people that completely abstained from alcohol. That's me. I've got no use for it in my life. I don't have use for beer. I don't have use for wine. I don't have use for hard liquor. I don't have use for any of it. I've seen too many people's lives destroyed by it. There are too many other options that are out there that will satisfy my taste buds, and they won't kill me. They won't cause me to be publicly humiliated. They won't cause me to do damage to other people. And so I do not want to operate in an area of unfaithfulness in my life because it will lead to my destruction. I don't want to see my ministry destroyed. I don't want to see my marriage destroyed. I don't want to see my finances restored or destroyed. I want to see... I want to be faithful because I don't want destruction to be my ultimate destination. I want to see life being that destination. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 6, the righteousness of the upright will deliver them. We talked about that, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. So this word, deliver them, I hear some time ago, a couple of weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, I was waiting for a delivery that had been promised, a delivery that the person sending it said it is coming at this point in time, and it's going to need a recipient to sign for it. And so I positioned myself, not knowing who the delivery person was. I had an idea, and I was hoping that it would be a delivery person who was familiar with our office set up and where packages go, but through 25 years of being at the church, a lot of packages have been had to track down. So I positioned myself where I would be able to receive the delivery. That meant that I put on hold other things that I needed to do that day, but receiving that delivery was more important than the other items on my agenda. I was the only one there who could sign for it. And as I was sitting there, I positioned myself right by the front door of the church. I positioned myself in an office chair, and we were getting ready to set up the Christmas decorations for our church. And so I had drug all of those out. I had put all of the Thanksgiving decorations, and I positioned myself there. I said a recliner. It's not a recliner. It's one of these office chairs that you can rock back and forth in. And I positioned myself there, and I set my feet up on the Christmas tree storage box, and I waited. And while I was in that waiting process, God spoke to me and said, I want my people to wait on me for the word that I have for them today. And so I want to encourage you to make spending time with God a priority, knowing that God has a delivery for you. When you and I are operating in uprightness, it is going to deliver us. When you're doing the right thing for the right reason at the right time, all of the time, consistently, then you don't have to worry about what everybody else is going to have to say about you. There's a lot of accusations that fly around in the media these days, and I want to remind you of this, that character does matter. Character does matter, and so I encourage you to operate with a faithful mindset, a faithful lifestyle, that the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness, would manifest in your life. But, you know, and there's that contrast again, but the unfaithful will be caught by their deceit. And so I looked at that word unfaithful there, and it not only meant people who operated with in an unfaithful attitude, but they were deceitful and they were treacherous. They were deceitful and they were treacherous. And some of you may be looking around right now and saying, you know, I want to be a person of integrity. I want to be a person who does things on the up and up. I want to do things that are upright and honorable, but I'm in partnership with people who are deceitful and they're treacherous. Whenever I see the word treacherous, I, I think of the word treasonous. It's a hazardous partnership to be in. I remind you that bad company corrupts good character, the Bible says. And so make sure that you are not one of those people who is living your life filled with deceit, that you are not operating in an unfaithful and a treacherous manner, because it says that those people, the unfaithful, will be caught by their lust. And that word means people who are eagerly coveting and rushing upon those desires. Wait on the Lord, I say. Wait on the Lord's provision. Do not be in such a hurry that you feel like you've got to help God out. God has a wonderful, wonderful plan for your life. Wait for it. Wait for it in a not just a sitting around twiddling your thumbs. When I was sitting there waiting for that delivery, I had done all of the physical stuff that I could do. I was doing the spiritual stuff that I could do. I was equipping my ministry team with the resources that they had asked me for. And so I was waiting, but I was doing so in an active manner. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so I want to encourage you to be patient upon the Lord and allow Him to fashion in you and form in you the desires of your heart. Let Him give you those desires, and then you will know that those desires are going to bring glory and honor to God. It talks about this, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. There's a lot of people who operate from get-rich-quick schemes, and the Bible basically says that's not the way to go about it. That wealth is to be amassed a little at a time. And so I will tell you that not everything that is propagated in our society is going to be measured up according to the Word of God in a favorable light. And you and I don't want to be caught by those lusts. Now, I will tell you, there have been times in my life where I had a desire, and it was a financial desire. And so I invested some money in the stock market, and I lost it. I lost it. I couldn't afford to lose it, and I lost it. And so I just don't do that anymore. I can't afford too many defeats like that. I want God to lead me in integrity and uprightness. I pray today that you will not find that unfaithfulness is uprooting you, destroying you, or ensnaring you, but instead faithfulness is blessing you and delivering you from every snare. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Be mad for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my heart.